How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Masurowski.
The U.S. and Iran say they've agreed to end the war. Jonathan Savage has the latest.
We don't have full details of the interim agreement. Mediators Pakistan say it'll be signed in Switzerland on Friday. Congratulations to all, wrote President Trump on social media, adding that he's immediately removing the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports. Iran says it will implement the deal only when it's signed. The memorandum of understanding will be followed by 60 days of talks on Iran's nuclear program. The Pakistani government says the framework agreement includes ending Israel's military operation in Lebanon, but Israel insists it won't withdraw from land it seized. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Okay, well, we're keeping an eye on that for any new information that we can bring you, and still a lot more to come throughout the week on WBEN. Three people were killed early Sunday morning in a single vehicle crash in Genesee County. It happened on Pearl Road in the town of Stafford around 2 a.m. Deputies responding found all three dead at the scene. A preliminary investigation indicates the vehicle was traveling north on Pearl Road when it left the west shoulder and struck a tree. The victims identified as 23-year-old Joseph Martinez of Pavilion, who was the driver, 23-year-old Dylan Person, 22-year-old Megan Merrill. Both of Batavia were also in the vehicle.
Ticks have been a major concern for a few years now, but new infections and growing numbers have some areas taking action this year. WBEN's Brayton Wilson has that.
Recreation Director for the town of Lewiston, Tim Smith, is working to once again have the town parks treated and sprayed for ticks in an effort to prevent them from becoming an even bigger problem than they have become over the years. Smith says the chemicals used to treat the town parks are all approved by the state DEC and safe for residents and pets alike.
Perimeter is what's sprayed to protect the area. It's almost like similar to how people would have their home sprayed, whether it's for weeds or mosquitoes. So it is sprayed around the perimeters. They do require our park to be closed for 24 hours. Town of Lewiston, we take it a step further. We make it 48 hours just to be on the safe side. And then after that, the parks are usable.
While Smith knows closing parks can be a bit of a nuisance for towns, he tries to offset that with each of the town parks in Lewiston.
We don't close all of our parks at the same time. So not, you know, you don't have a weekend or whatever where you can't use all of our parks. We kind of split it up so we still have the availability of playgrounds, baseball diamonds, softball diamonds available for our residents to use. And it's just trying to work it out with whoever you have to come in and spray it and make it work for everybody in the town.
And with Lewiston not being the only municipality locally dealing with ticks, Smith says communication between community leaders has been ongoing more than ever, and it doesn't stop just in Niagara County.
Been contacted from some local towns and communities and even out in Erie County inquiring how we do things as well, because there has been, especially this year, an increase in the tick problem, and people want to know how we're doing it and why we're doing it. Actually, you know, obviously it's just to keep everybody safe, but we're doing it in a way that it's done right, and hopefully, you know, we can prevent any further occurrences.
Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Right, Brayton, thank you for that. Now, business news, Justin. Fox announcing it's acquiring Roku in a massive $22 billion deal to get the streamer. Makes Fox a competitive streaming player. The announcement made this morning, Fox set to buy Roku for $160 per share. We'll have more on this when some of this news becomes available.
That is a big one.
Announced just a few minutes ago.
Rebates may be coming to people who bought their energy supply through third parties. WBEN's Tom Puckett has the story.
If you got energy from a reseller instead of directly from a utility, check your mailbox. The New York State Public Service Commission recently announced a settlement with 9 energy service companies, requiring them to pay $50 million in billing adjustments to 278,000 current and former residential and small commercial customers. One of those customers, Dominic Cortez.
I quickly was alarmed in that I hadn't paid attention, you know, for probably several months or years on the fact that it was attached to my energy consumption, and it turns out the rate was higher than the regular NYSEG rate. So I discontinued the direct energy relationship, went to the direct purchase through NYSEG.
Cortina says at first he thought the check was nothing more than a solicitation.
I was unaware that the check was coming. It appeared, as I said, in the mail yesterday. And it just harkens back to what I said about the fact that I realized that we were overpaying on this this energy reseller. And as they say, I don't even know for how long.
The settlement also requires the companies to offer a product guarantee to save the affected customers 15% compared to the utility rate for 1 year and provide billing adjustments to certain low-income customers. Cortez tells us what lessons he learned online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
Tom, thank you. Anthropic says it's taken its newest AI models offline following a Trump administration directive to ban their use by foreigners.
It was just days ago that Anthropic rolled out this highly anticipated model, their most powerful one ever, a whole new tier they've named Mythos Class, with a public-facing version called Fable 5. But then on Friday, Anthropic says the U.S. government stepped in, that the government issued what's called an export control directive, telling Anthropic it couldn't let any foreign national access these new models, citing national security, but not giving detail on what those concerns were, according to Anthropic.
Well, that's Selena Wang reporting from the White House.
The Carolina Hurricanes are Stanley Cup champions.
When Carolina trailed Las Vegas 4-0 in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals, Coach Rod Brind'Amour changed goalies. And while they lost that game in overtime, the series was never the same.
The Carolina Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup for the second time.
Courtesy ESPN, Carolina down Las Vegas 3-0 on Sunday in Game 6 to win it. That backup goalie, Brandon Bussey, stopped all 22 shots he faced. 37-year-old Jordan Staal, the longest-tenured Canes player, is the oldest winner of the Conn Smythe Award as playoff MVP. Brind'Amour becomes the fourth person in NHL history to win the Stanley Cup as a captain on the ice and as a head coach for the same franchise. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Gotta admit, they deserved the win.
Yeah, they're finding out. Great that they got the win. Obviously, it doesn't matter where it happens. You're going to be pretty happy. You just won the Stanley Cup.
Sure.
Probably not a better place to win the Stanley Cup than Las Vegas, though.
Oh, my gosh. What a place to celebrate that.
I saw they were going, you know, casino to casino.
It's open all night long.
Yeah, going with the Stanley Cup. What a way to celebrate. Pretty cool. Also happening last night, UFC at the White House. Thousands of people in attendance, both at the South Lawn, at the Ellipse outside of the White House, too. Allison Kosick was there.
Trump has had a long friendship with Dana White and owns stock in UFC's parent company. A federal lawsuit tried to stop the event from happening, calling it deeply corrupt, arguing it was a for-profit sporting event designed to benefit Trump and his allies. But a federal judge rejected that request. The UFC insists it footed the bill, which topped $60 million, as taxpayers paid the bill for Super Bowl-level security run by the Secret Service. Allison Kosick, ABC News, New York.
What a cool event, spectacle. I just wish it was Saturday instead of Sunday and on a little bit earlier or something like
that. Right, I didn't see it last night, but I'm just seeing some clips of it this morning.
The clips looked incredible. The visuals, I mean, you know, what more could you ask for out of the UFC event at the White House? Maybe everything you would expect. I mean, watching the fighters, you know, walk by, photos of Teddy Roosevelt.
And, I know.
I mean, really just kind of surreal the way that whole thing was set up. I forget who it was, but they had a photo of him looking at the Declaration of Independence before walking out into the cage.
That is wild.
Crazy stuff.
Now that we've had that, I feel like the White House should have a hockey game on the South Lawn, too, at some point.
Why not? On the mall, they should, you know, when they were doing the pool, they should have, you know, said, hey, whoa, hold on a second. How can we fit a rink on here?
Yeah.
Let's make something happen with the mall. Let's open it up to something else. Hockey game would be spectacular.
I'd love to see that.
That would be pretty.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Be cool.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. A mix of sun and clouds this afternoon. Temperatures cooler than they have been, with highs in the mid-60s tonight. Partly cloudy, lows in the low to mid-50s. Some 40s across the southern tier. Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high of 75 degrees. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Mark Hamrick, Senior Economic Analyst at Bankrate, is on the Bison Automotive Live Line this morning. The new U.S.-Iran deal already having an impact on markets we're seeing this morning. Mark, what are you seeing, and is it still a volatile situation?
Oh, sure. Good to be with you, Susan and Brian. Happy Monday morning. Well, we see the crude futures down about 5%, barrel of crude at about $83 a barrel. We'll take those movements down. I see from AAA, the gasoline price average around Buffalo area, $4.45 a gallon. A year ago, it was $3.09, but the Buffalo average is down about a dime a gallon, but I would expect those prices to continue if this peace deal works out as we hope. And obviously, as you indicated, we need to know more details. You know, we've had a lot of sort of head fakes on it's going to be signed in 2 days, it's going to be signed in a week, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, we need for that to be implemented. We need for the peace to hold, and we need for the maritime traffic to begin moving through the Strait of Hormuz so we can be relieved of these escalating price pressures. Inflation data we saw in the last week obviously reflecting the sharp increase in the price of oil and the price of energy, as well as plastic resins and other things that are dependent in their manufacturing on crude oil.
Well, we're kind of looking for the impact, and we're already maybe seeing it in futures, so we're expected to see it today. How does this kind of trickle down to things like interest rates that the Fed decides on and the price of other things that, you know, maybe hopefully we'll see change and adjust down the line?
Well, first of all, we do have a very important development this week with the new Federal Reserve Chairman, Kevin Warsh, holding his first news conference and basically chairing his first meeting that begins tomorrow, and then the news conference at 2:30 Eastern Time in Washington, the official announcement at 2 o'clock. I'll plan to be there, and I'm excited about it. He'll be the fifth Federal Reserve chair where I've been in the same room, beginning with Alan Greenspan, then with Ben Bernanke and Janet Yellen, Jerome Powell, and now him. And all of them have been different. All of them have been, I would say, impressive in their own way. And the key issue for Warsh, first of all, is the reason why Jerome Powell is staying on as a board member, and that is he is concerned that there's a threat to Federal Reserve independence, with the president having done a number of different things to try to undermine that. But I think the more important part, if all of that is sort of relegated to the sideline and doesn't become a realistic issue in the sense of it actually affecting the Fed, is that Warsh has said that he wants to reform the Fed, that he wants to change the way that it communicates. And I can remember the very first news conference with Jerome Powell, where among the first things he said to the people in the room was, "I intend to be a plain speaking Fed chair." And the idea was he's going to communicate to the American people in a understandable way because he's not an economist. But I don't think we're going to be relieved of inflation in the way that Americans want to be relieved of it. There is too much, I think, sort of baked into the system at this point. But having said that, if we can say that the price of oil has peaked, and with that, obviously, the price of gasoline, then maybe we can be relieved of some of the worst case fears that we have all these sort of pass-through effects where the price of food escalates further. We'll see what happens with shelter, which, because in the last consumer price index where we had a year-over-year increase of 4.2%, the things that were the major contributors, no surprise, I think, to most people around Western New York were energy number one, gasoline obviously part of that, then the cost of shelter, we have to live somewhere, and number three, the cost of food. And those are things we can't do without. So it would be good if we could get some price breaks here.
Mark, do you think the Iran peace deal will play into the Fed's decision on interest rates?
It's a great question, I tend to want to sort of take a broader or higher level view of that and say they're going to say, I think, or he will say that there's still a lot of uncertainty, right? We don't know exactly how supply chains are resolved. And that's really where the economic aspect of this comes into play. We've talked many times about we've experienced supply chain issues with COVID, with the Russia's invasion of Ukraine, with obviously the implementation of tariffs a year and 2 or 3 months ago, and now the war. And some supply chains may behave or be rooted differently because of this development. What is Iran's capability if it's been as devastated as the president says? Are there going to be other entities in the Middle East that look to fill the void? But I would say, aside from the strength and capability of our American military, the saving grace of this process has been, aside from us being very far away from the fronts, is that we are energy self-sufficient in this country, but we also have to suffer the slings and arrows because crude oil is priced in the global marketplace. That's something we can't avoid. But now we're going to be looking at the potential for further price declines, and peace is a win if that holds, and lower prices are a win. And I just mentioned two wins in a row without saying something that we're not winning on. So that's fortunate.
Yeah, the way you've laid it out, that is would be a good thing. Hey, Mark, thanks so much. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate joining us live here every Monday on WBEN.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.